Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 18th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we are preparing this message and podcasting early on Wednesday morning, as we have a meeting this morning and tomorrow morning as well. It's a real joy to share with you today, to share a perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, What Happened to Your Hand? Scripture text is John 20, verse 25.
So the other disciples told him, Thomas, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
When our daughter was little, like many children, she was intrigued by boo-boos, and maybe more so due to her many boo-boos from her frequent heart procedures. If anyone was wearing a Band-Aid, she would ask them what was wrong. This could sometimes be quite embarrassing when she'd approach a total stranger.
She had a shirt that she loved to wear with a very special picture on it. It showed a little girl looking up to Jesus, who has his nail-pierced hand stretched out to her. With inquisitive eyes, she asked, "What happened to your hand?"
I once had a steer wear this shirt when we had a special ministry opportunity in a nursing home and was able to illustrate my sermon by having her go around and greeting each resident and showing them her shirt. Brooksine thinks she still has that shirt in a childhood sentimental collection of Astaire's.
Indeed, the nail-pierced hands of our Lord are a lasting reminder of the price paid for our redemption. Following the inquiry of Thomas in our daily verse, Jesus was quite ready to provide him with the stunning evidence of his death and resurrection.
On another occasion, Jesus was recognized following the resurrection when he opened his hands to break bread with two of his disciples. Perhaps we too can become like little children and ask Jesus the age-old question that all children ask those they're closest to. How much do you love me? By faith, let us see Jesus extend his nail-scarred hands far apart as he did on the cross of Calvary and hear his tender voice say, I love you this much.
Let's pray together. Father, we consider the greatest proof of genuine love is when one lays down his life for another. We are grateful recipients of Christ's substitutionary death for us, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Thank you for proving your genuine love as you endured the greatest test of love and presented the greatest gift to humankind, forgiveness for our sins. We're eternally grateful, and by faith, we do believe. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, our podcast. We, again, are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's also our web address, just www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a photo of that picture that Esther had on her shirt. I am sure we could have found the shirt somewhere if we dug around her belongings, but didn't today. I found the photo on the web, but it is the identical picture that was on the shirt, or we think we had it, so really is on the shirt to this day, although it wouldn't fit us there anymore. As mentioned today, we have an early meeting. This podcast is being prepared about 5:30 a.m., and you may hear a crackliness in my voice, and I notice it particularly in Brooksine's. I've been up since about 4, but got her up because we wanted to get this off. It is really a joy to share this type of ministry with you. Our opportunity, by the way, today is to present our chapel ministry to a group of business leaders. So we have this opportunity both today and tomorrow. Let me just take care of a bit of a follow-up to yesterday's message when I wrote about the Virginia Tech killings and sought to give some biblical perspective and hopefully comfort to that as well. We did hear from several readers who graduated from Virginia Tech, and we were reminded of the importance of especially praying for the Christian ministries on campus during this time, and that's such a good point to make. Finally, we have a photo up on the site today of a John Deere tractor, which I'm kind of a tractor guy. I like tractors, but this is kind of a unique tractor found here in Lancaster County, perhaps a few other places, but It's specially outfitted for a religious group that does not believe in using rubber wheels. And I don't understand all the distinctions in these groups of plain people, but you may get a kick out of that picture. It's on our site today. Well, thank you for joining us. May God continue to bless you and give you a rich assurance of Christ's steadfast love.